This walking body awareness exercise consists of several parts. In between parts and some instructions, I will ask you to hit pause, so to pause this audio file. Part one. As you walk outside, try to register the way you attune to people. Do this in terms of how do you take distance to people? How do these 1.5 meter feel? Do they feel quote unquote automatic or quote unquote natural yet? Or do you have to actively keep them in mind, reminding yourself to keep that distance? Do you keep only 1.5 meter distance, or do you prefer to take more? What does feel quote unquote natural to you? Or intuitive? Would you rather be close to others? At this distance, how do you communicate with others? For example, when you're passing someone on the street, do you make eye contact? How do you make them see you? Do you make them see you? Do you let them know that you acknowledge them, that you see them? How do you do that? When passing someone on the street, do you navigate around them? Or do they navigate around you? For instance, when passing someone, do you take a step aside to ensure the distance? Or do you let them take initiative? Or how does this vary? And what does this depend on? What kind of behavior do you appreciate in others? What do you need from others to feel acknowledged? To feel that you get the amount of space that you need to feel safe? What mental states, thoughts, and emotions does attuning to others in this way foster? Does it influence the way you perceive, relate to, and think about other people? How is this all different from how you usually attune and relate to others? And what do the specificities of this experience teach you about the way you usually attune and relate? If you brought a face mask, also experience how this is different. How do you attune to people in a different way? How do you communicate with a mask on? Does this change your body language, your facial expressions? And how does wearing a mask influence the way you perceive your surroundings? Continue for this exercise for as long as you want or need or find interesting. So hit pause for now and continue with this audio file when you're done with this part and documenting about it. So also find a place to make documentations. Part 2. During this part of your walk, we're going to prioritize one of three ways of processing your experience of walking outside. In between each of these different ways, hit pause again to exercise this as long as you want. 1. Focus on your surroundings. So as you walk, try for now to really attend to your surroundings. Notice, what do you sense? What senses do you use? Is there any sense that you prioritize? Which information do you receive, and which information do you want to bring across? Are you making contact with other people? Do this for as long as you like, focusing primarily on your surroundings. Pause these audio instructions now. Two, focus on your thoughts. What thoughts do you have? And in your head, how do you formulate these thoughts? How does one thought lead to the next? Are these short, separate thoughts, or are you telling stories? It might help to, if you can, speak your thoughts out loud to become even more aware of their specificities. Practice this for as long as you like. And pause this audio file now. Three, feeling your body. How are you walking? How are you holding yourself? Are you connecting to your body as you walk? How does your body feel? Do you feel the floor underneath your feet? What is the specificity of this ground, and how do you feel this with the soles of your feet? Do you feel your breath? Did the way you walk change now that you focus on your body? And if yes, how so? Again, keep on practicing this for a while and make your documentations. You can also compare these three different ways of attending: your surroundings, your thoughts, and your body. And notice whether you practiced one of them longer than the others. Maybe you enjoyed one in particular, or maybe one of them bored or frustrated you more quickly, or maybe one was especially interesting to you. So pause this file now, practice on, and make your documentations. Now continue walking. And allow your focus to alternate between attending to your surroundings, thinking, and feeling your body. Which of these come most, quote unquote, naturally to you? Also notice how one fosters the other. For instance, how do things you observe in your surroundings lead to associations or memories or thoughts? And how do these make you feel your body in a certain way? Or how do specific sounds change the way you feel your body and thereby the way you attend to your surroundings? Or what kind of imagination do specific bodily sensations evoke? Continue doing this for a while. Pause your audio file and practice this for as long as you want, find interesting or necessary, and make your documentations. Part 3. Continue walking. Again, you shift between attending to your surroundings, thinking thoughts, and feeling your body. This time, alternate between walking and documenting. So what we're going to explore now is how your documentations also sensitize you. You can compare this to wine tasting. Wine tasters learn to articulate and develop a vocabulary for what they are tasting, because they expand the language they have to describe what they taste, they also learn to taste more. Because they broaden their language, they widen their sensory repertoire. Because they become more articulated in their language, they become more articulated tasters. Antoine Hennion has written a lot about this. So explore how articulating what you do when you walk your walk onto paper and words, drawing, or whatever medium works best for you. Explore how this makes you sensitive as you continue your walk. So in other words, documenting is not just a way to describe your sensitivities, it is also a way to produce sensitivities. So practice this. Alternate between walking and documenting and notice how you sensitize yourself, how your documentations become more and more articulate, and thereby what you experience, what you sense, what you perceive becomes more articulate as well. Practice this for as long as you want or until the end of your walk. And continue with this audio exercise when you're back home behind your table or desk. So pause this exercise for now. Part 4. Now that you're back home, study your documentations, the documentations you made during your walk. Look at your documentations and observe what were the things that grabbed your attention. Do you see any patterns? While documenting, how did you remember what you did when you were walking? For example, does your memory lead you from the last thing you remember towards the beginning of the exercise or the other way around? Do you work with associations, certain categories? So how do you recall what you did during your walk when you were documenting? When you were remembering, did you see images or did you hear your voice naming the things you saw? How do you remember? And while you were practicing, while you were walking, did you have strategies in order to remember later? Take enough time to study your documentations. Reflect on your walk, the way you documented your walk, and the way your documentations fostered your sensitivity. Do this for as long as you like. I will leave you now with my instructions. Enjoy studying your documentations.